My name's Sherry. I'm an employee here at the Midwest Genealogy Center. I am a genealogy reference associate 3. Items that I've brought to share include seed packets. Seed packets are huge, and that kind of goes along with the Dutch oven, but memories of, I mean, that's what you did. You lived out in the middle of nowhere, and you would have to garden. You'd have to raise. I remember the first time I ate fresh chicken. I feel so bad now. But no, as a kid, it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, well, that's how this process works. And it was delicious. But out in the country, it's like you have your garden, and that's just, it reminds me of my ancestors, how they lived and how you had to survive. That wasn't just like a trend or hobby kind of thing. It was survival to be able to grow things and later can it for the winters, and memories of that. So the seed packets definitely make me think of my great-grandmother, my grandmother, southeastern Oklahoma, my great aunt that had this amazing garden. So like every summer I'd stay down there, but we'd go and pick. That might be my love of okra. Not so much always the flavor, but the memories of it. And it's just like, oh, so good. But it carried on to me. My mom was a little jealous. She didn't have the natural green thumb as her mother did or her grandmother. But yeah, I loved a garden. I don't necessarily have to do it to survive like my ancestors did, but there's something peaceful to it. Not wearing gloves, just the earth and dig and do those things. And it just reminds me of lessons and talks. And that was one big thing between my grandmother and myself, was the walks we would take and then the gardening. And without even realizing it, she was teaching me stuff. I thought we were just hanging out. And I'm like, oh, this is work. How did I, you know, as you get older, it's like, oh, that's fine. It was grandma. I'd do anything for her. But the sense of responsibility to the land and your connection with it. You treat it as this living thing. You put back into the earth what you take from it. May not be direct, like, I'm not going to put back into the earth this ear of corn I just took out, but you replenish what you take, and that kind of balance of life. You know, life lessons and working the garden, but it's like, oh, all these years later, they are still with me, despite those people not being with me. I carry it, and it, you know, makes me smile. So, very blessed for that.